You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host, Ray, Wally, Will. Exciting show we have. The Redskins Victory Tuesday, elite victory, elite defense. Chris Thompson giving the running game hope. And now, my man Wally went from predicting an 0-4 start to
thinking about the Super Bowl. did anybody say Super Bowl? Did I say Super Bowl? Did I ever say Super Bowl?
No, it's just a joke, but... You did flip kind of quick, though, bro.
I didn't flip. You know what I mean? I'm superstitious. Oh, real people do real things. I said that there was a must. It was, you know, a couple weeks was a must win.
Flip.
See, look at you. Stop trying to fry me, man. Keep trying to tell you, man. Stop trying to fry me, man. Anyway, we'll see how we do things.
Let's get into our tradition. The pregame.
The Redskins defeat the Oakland Raiders 27-10. We will have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network as our guest at the 10-minute mark. We'll debate if the Redskins defense is online to being elite. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll preview the Redskins' upcoming game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, you know, right now, I'm letting y'all know early that I'm not picking the Redskins in that game.
Look. I got a halo.
Shut up, man.
We went from talking 0-4. We went from Denny Green smacking it. They do what they thought they were. That type of emotion that you had about the Redskins' potential 0-4 start, too.
Look, man.
Now, man, we are elite. The word elite is being thrown around, and it's not even March.
Right now, we got Lex online, man. Can we connect? Let me introduce Lex first.
Good to have you back, bro.
Hey, Lex, what's going on, my man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I see y'all having a lot of fun in the back.
Hey, man, you know, they be getting on me because, you know, I said a couple weeks that, you know, the Redskins-Rams game was a code red game. And, you know, to me it was. And they played with, you know, some intensity, and they won that game. And then they beat the Raiders. And now it's looking pretty at 2-1. I'm not saying Super Bowl, yeah. Ray.
Yeah, I mean, they look really good Sunday night. I mean, really shocking. Both sides of the ball, offensively, Kurt really had the offense precision tuned. The defense, I heard you guys talking about it a little bit. They look like an elite defense.
Exactly, Lex. That's what I'm saying.
The Elite Eight. Yes, let's get it. I mean, the defense looks good. May be the best secondary through three games in the National Football League. I just wanted to point out, through three games, the best
Devin
secondary.
Broncos.
Oh, yeah, they're Broncos.
Yeah. Arguably. Can I say that?
Okay, that's better.
sorry.
But, Lex, what do you think about the secondary yourself?
Well, I mean, I think they did a really good job against Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. I don't even really remember seeing Michael Crabtree on the field much. I don't know if he, you know, was out, but I don't remember seeing him much. And they did a great job of making Carr uncomfortable during that game. At one point, the Raiders hadn't completed a third down. I mean, that is amazing how well the Redskins, you know, put pressure and forced him to make bad throws. And just their offense was just completely out of sync. Marshawn Lynch was invisible. And, I mean, that's one of the best defensive performances that I've seen from the Redskins in a long time.
You mentioned the third downs. The Raiders were 0-for-11 on third down. So that's to your point. Yeah, the defense was locked up, was lights out. Can you talk about Monte Nicholson, how he played the safety? You know, we talked a lot about Stuart Cravens, and you know, you had this young boy step up. He had an interception, a couple big hits.
I mean, he played fearless, and that's kind of how you have to be. I mean, we had years ago, we had a rookie that came in that was sensational, played safety, and, you know, was dominant, you know, and played fearless, Sean Taylor. And the young fella, I mean, he's got help, man. You got Breland and you got
Norman, Josh,
you know, when you got those guys back there, veterans, it really helps, you know, with your development. And man, you know, you got to tip your hat to the defense, the defensive coaches collectively, because they had a great game plan, and they really, I mean, really shut down the Raiders.
Lex, we're going to talk more defense as time goes on, but one quick question I want to ask you, because we kind of had an argument. Do you think Junior Gallette getting a sack, or do you think Josh Dotson getting a touchdown, which one was more significant to you? Do you think Junior Gallette was more significant than Josh Dotson?
I think both were significant, but, you know, for different reasons. I think, you know, in Dotson's position, you know, for him it was confidence, because he hasn't really gotten, you know, he hasn't been on the field because of the injuries and because he's kind of, you know, been in the doghouse or whatever. And you know, the receiving core, you know, right now, you know, Pryor, Crowder, they've all played better than he has. You know what I mean? So the fact that he was able to score, I think that's big for him. The fact that Kurt, you know, was able to throw it to him and get it to him, that means Kurt has some confidence in this kid. So hopefully, man, the sky is the limit, and hopefully this is just the start of what, you know, what we've been kind of waiting for the last 2 years, the secret weapon. You know, they unleashed it on national TV. Now, yeah. They got another national TV game coming up against Kansas City. But, I mean, the Redskins, if they can play like that every week, they're going to be tough. And then I didn't even mention Chris Thompson, you know, the running back who looks sensational.
Perfect segue. Should he be the starter?
I think they need to leave it like it is.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
The rookie, you know, he did a good job filling in for Fat Rob, and you had Mac come in. Mac did some work as well. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, right now the Redskins are a backfield, you know, sorry fantasy owners if you have Robert Kelly, but they are fantasy nightmare because they're running back by committee. Mm-hmm. They really do have four, I think, quality running backs that they can kind of interchange, you know, for the first two downs. But you got to figure out ways to keep Chris Thompson on the field because he's a playmaker. I mean, he is Darren Sproles. I mean, he's like the all-purpose back.
He is.
He's got to be in the offensive equation. More touches for this kid.
There's got to be some underground Redskins network because it seems like I'm hearing a theme. Darren Sproles, Elite. Look, you guys are euphoric right now, and I love it, though. And it's a good thing. I think it's something that the Redskins fan base really needs, especially considering the difficult start that they got off to in preseason and in week one.
Because it's real. That's why it's real, man. It's real.
Now, obviously, Chris Thompson is such a threat in the passing game, which really helped Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins had a phenomenal game, 25 of 30, you know, 365 yards, three touchdowns. But Terrell Pryor was non-existent. Is that an issue for you?
It's only an issue from a general manager's perspective because, you know, you spend a lot of money on this guy, and he's still developing as a frontline receiver. But overall, I mean, they have enough talent to kind of circumvent his development, you know, with Crowder. As long as Crowder is healthy and they can get, you know, they can get number 86 back on the field, you know, he's a very important guy. I mean, he's arguably the best tight end in football. They got to get him back on the field. But when you can sub him out and put in Vernon Davis, and Vernon is going to give you quality, you know, possessions. You have Grant, you know, so they have so many weapons, and I think the happiest person at FedEx was probably Kirk Cousins' agent.
Oh, yeah.
Because Kirk Cousins' three touchdown, 360-some-odd performance was on national TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Kirk has struggled in the primetime games, and he looked phenomenal. And if you're Cleveland, the New York Jets,
yeah,
San Francisco 49ers.
Say
you know, you know, I probably name about Jacksonville Jaguars.
Boy's looking
you're
all
right. Looking at Kirk Houston. I mean, you're looking at Kirk Cousins right now, and you're salivating because you're like, how in the world did the Redskins not sign this guy to a long-term contract?
Not yet, at least. Well, it's just one game. But, you know, we've had many discussions over the past several weeks. Was this the Kirk Cousins you were expecting from the start of the season?
I think Kirk is starting to get in his rhythm. And it took a while. The first game, you know, they really didn't play a lot during the preseason. They had a lot of injuries with their frontline receivers. But you can kind of tell Kirk is getting comfortable. And as long as he has protection and he has some type of safety net, which has now become Chris Thompson, that's a playmaker in that position, I think Kirk should be fine. And now the defense is starting to show up. I mean, we still got a couple more tests before we start crowning them as the NFC East champions and saying they're a front runner. I mean, they got to take on Kansas City, and they got a really good rookie, Kareem Hunt. So, I mean, that's going to be an interesting matchup. And then they got Dallas coming up around the corner, and Dallas is still a tough team, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I wish you would have been on our other show. you're listening to All Skins Everything with Urban Sports Team, Ray, Wally, Will, and Lex Diamond joining us. Lex, we always appreciate you. Before you get out of here, you mentioned Kirk having protection. I think the offensive line has gone, you know, unnoticed in these last two games, man. They have played well, both protecting and in the run game. You know, just give us your overall assessment of just what seems or looks like to be improvement.
It's a combination of a couple of things. You know, I got to give Gruden credit when he does something well. Play calling in the past game was phenomenal. They really did a great job of getting the ball out of Kirk's hands and kind of running these screens to Chris Thompson, and he was able to make plays, you know, yards after catches, you know, as they say, the big stat. But you got to tip your hat to the offense. They did a good job. The offensive line right now, pass blocking seems to be their strength. But I think if the Redskins are going to have success, you know, as the season progresses, they got to get that offensive line. They've got to be able to run block. And because running, you know, as you know, in December and January is, you know, what kind of separates the men from the boys. So for Washington to kind of move forward, they're going to have to be able to run block. And it looks like you were saying, that the offensive line right now looks like they're gelling. They just got to stay healthy.
Right.
That's always been their Achilles heel, especially Trent Williams, who has struggled, you know, with injuries the last couple of seasons.
Well, Lex, we always appreciate you coming on the show. I like the comment about running backs by committee. I think that's so important because that's hard to game plan for. And also, you have depth at the running back position. So, insightful as always, man. Before you get out of here, man, as always, can you share how people can reach you on social media and also just look you up, man, to view your content and all that you got going on?
Hey, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Lex Diamonds without the A. But you might not want to follow me because I might be saying something crazy about all this national anthem going on. You know, that's a whole nother topic. You guys got to bring me back at least one time to have a conversation about that. And then, you know, the whole NBA shakeup. Everybody's got a super team now. Man, when does the NBA start? I can't wait.
Yeah, Lex, well, we got to have you on the Urban Sports Scene, bro. Definitely. But yeah. Thanks as always, brother. We'll talk after the Chiefs game. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you guys for having me on. And, yeah, man, we'll see what they look like on Monday night. Another primetime game for the Redskins. That is unbelievable.
All right. Stay blessed, homie.
Thanks, Lex. Appreciate you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, man. And that's Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network talking and watching the Redskins. You know, he's like a regular Redskins fan. But anyway, about to go to break. This is the question. Is this Redskins team becoming elite? We'll discuss that at the break. You listen to Urban Sports Say.
Beautiful.
You dig?
Deuces.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports. Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. Promise you, swag. Yo, Percocet. Yo, Miley Percocet. Percocet. Miley Percocet. Percocet. Represent. Gotta represent. Hey.
All Skins Everything, the Urban Sports Team. We're back. Will T, Wally, Ray, we're in the building. Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Redskins defense, the question is, can they be elite? Right now, they rank fifth in total defense, 272 yards per game allowed, fourth against the run. But first, two things. One is the Denver Broncos face the Oakland Raiders this coming week. So we'll get to see what their secondary does against Derek Carr and his talented group of receivers in comparison to how the Redskins perform on Sunday. And also, Will T., during the break, you said you were going to make the case with Junior Gallette why his sack was more important than Josh Doctson's 52-yard moss-esque reception.
No, he mossed.
He mossed him, bro.
All this talk about Washington's defense being elite. What's the one thing that when you think of elite defenses, what do they do?
Pass rushers, right?
Mm-hmm. They have multiple pass rushers.
Yeah.
So you have Preston Smith, who's off to a hot start. I think he's
three sacks
in each game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Ryan Kerrigan's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Allen, a rookie, had a sack. Matt Ioannidis has been continuously collapsing the pocket.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You add on top of Junior Gallette. If he's back to the form that he was in New Orleans when he was a guy who was getting double-digit sacks, then you had Ryan Anderson. That makes a lot of pass rushes, which can help make your defense elite, which I think is far more important, his role being another elite pass rusher than Josh Doctson catching the touchdown, because the reality is this offense has weapons. You've seen what Chris Thompson's done.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we know what Jameson Crowder did last season. Even when Jordan Reed isn't here, Vernon Davis – what Vernon Davis has been able to – the element he adds to this offense for being a
vertical all valid threat. Points.
This is just well said, very well said.
No, he's well spoken.
And well spoken, brother. I concur.
I don't concur, but you're well spoken. Like you are. It's like writing an essay. You build an argument. You provide a proof, right, facts.
So why is he wrong?
This is why he's wrong.
Let's take out the investment of a first round.
Yeah, I'm gonna take that.
The issue is that you rely
on him because you let two top wide receivers go, right? And when you do play better defenses, okay, so because you're hoping that this guy is not just good, you hope that he's close to being elite. That's what you're hoping for, to be honest with you. And if he doesn't produce because you let two thousand yard pass receivers go, then your offense, that same offense that carried this team for most of last season, isn't the same offense. You need him to be productive, because again, you're not going to have teams. You're going to have situations where teams take away the run game, right? It's going to happen. So you're going to have wide receivers that create separation. Ryan Grant doesn't create separation. Jameson Crowder, if they find out that Jameson Crowder is the only weapon, they're going to double team Jameson Crowder. They're going to double team Jordan Reed. Those outside threats.
You still have Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis, but they don't. When they have Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis on the field together, on the field together.
I got you. I'm not disagreeing with that, but he did point out at Chris Thompson as a pass catcher.
No, I'm saying
when
you're playing a better defense, when you're playing some of the better defenses in the NFL, you're going to need two outside guys to threaten you.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
That's what I'm saying. So, again, big for his confidence. So now you can rely on that, knowing that, okay, Jordan Reed is double. He's bracketed. Dotson has single coverage. I can now trust Dotson to come down with that football. That's just big in terms of the overall offense.
Right.
But I agree, though, in terms of having them, and to this point, you're right. Like, if you want to have an elite defense to this topic, you got to have pass rushers.
If you can rush the passer, if you can, as a result, control the clock, also you can win the field
position?
Yes, when you can win that battle,
uh-huh.
I think that helps the offense a whole lot without, necessarily considering what weapons you have and don't have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I always think, defense wins championships. That's been the common saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Junior Gallette, if, as Will T said, as everybody has been saying, if he returns to form, that's huge.
Well, it is huge. I mean, you're right, though. You were talking about a 15.
We know how to win without Doctson.
You have one without Doctson.
Junior Gallette.
But you have one without Doctson. Both points. You're right. You haven't shown that throughout the season to be productive without Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson. You're just hoping Dotson's the replacement.
Last thought. You've had a moderate level of success with 2,000 yard receivers, right?
Agreed. Huh?
You haven't had a guy or multiple guys who can rush the pass in a long time.
That's true.
Which
that's
can help point. Take this good team point. Over the top. So and that's I think, why I think, I that's, think, why I think huh? Junior Gallet, that's why I think Junior Gallet, that's why I think Junior Gallet, his one sack is far more instrumental and far more promising than
sorry.
Josh Dotson.
So let me time out. It's a half a sack. Let's keep it 100, dog. Okay. Right, it's a half a sack.
It is a half a sack.
It's a half a sack. All right.
That's true.
It's a half a sack. It's true.
But you know what? Both were bright spots. I think Lex Diamond gave the more politically correct answer. And he gave the right answer. Did. Both were significant for different reasons. So I agree. We can move on with that.
But again, can this D be elite? I think that's the thing. Can it?
If you have multiple pass rushers, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If Josh Norman plays at the level that he played during his last year at
Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if Nicholson is able to be a strong safety that can cover and put on big hits. Yeah.
Let's look at this. You have your secondary, again, arguably one of the best secondaries in the league, shut down an excellent receiving core. Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree.
It's difficult to name
two receivers on another team that are better.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah,
it's difficult. I'm not saying we can't do it, you know.
Yeah.
But if you look at teams like the Cowboys, they have Dez Bryant. Who's the other receiver?
Terrence Williams
and Cole Beasley. You know,
The
Falcons, who you know look to be a team you might face potentially if you make the playoffs. They have
Julio Jones, Sanu, Taylor Gabriel.
Then you got Green Bay. Green Bay has a pretty good receiving core.
Cobb, Jordan, and Jones.
Might be the best argument. Detroit, Golden Tate.
Philadelphia's wide receiving core ain't that bad.
It's not that bad, but I'm just saying, this is one of the best receiving core that you face.
Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas.
I like that one. I like Pittsburgh's receiving core. It's some good ones out there, but I'm just saying, this is one of the best ones, and the Redskins shut them down. So moving forward, if your secondary is playing that well, and you have this pass rush that you're describing that looks like it could evolve, this could be an elite defense. As much as I like to clown the Skins fans for saying that, I agree. And how do you make the playoffs and potentially advance to a Super Bowl with an elite defense?
Speaking of pass rush, I was at the game. Jay Gruden spoke about Preston Smith's improvement. Here's the clip.
Coach, last season, Preston Smith had a rough year. But this season, he's stepping up, three sacks. Can you talk about his play?
Yeah, I think, you know, last year, from a statistical standpoint, he didn't have as many sacks he would like. He was around the quarterback quite often. He missed a few here and there, I think. This year, I think he's starting to wrap him up and get the production everybody's looking for and waiting for. He's a big body, works hard, working on his pass rush moves, a variety of them now. So, I think the future's very bright for Preston, obviously. And then you throw Junior in there, we can keep him fresh with Ryan and Ryan Anderson and Kerrigan. So we got a good mix of four guys that can rush, and Chris Carter also, so we keep him fresh and the rotation sound.
Jay Gruden, obviously you can hear excitement in his voice. Do you see the difference in how he presents after a convincing win? I think that changes the team morale. You know, this team should be very confident going in to play Kansas City.
Yeah, they should be. They should be real confident. Again, this is a team that, you know, compared to, the, you know, when the season started, they lost to the Eagles. It didn't look good. You know what I mean? It didn't look good. But now you see, you know, Jay Gruden has a pep in the step. He looks confident. It looks like he's, you know, in terms of game, his play calling and even in his defense and whatnot.
For me personally, whenever I think about the Redskins defense under Jay Gruden, it takes me back to Indianapolis when everybody was just running free. And he's like, yeah, we got to fix it. And it's like, man, now they're looking so much better, and it's good to see.
Look, man, no one's running free right now because, again, like I mentioned before in our other show, you know, man, we got the flight marshals in effect right now. We got my man Norman, you know what I'm saying, Swearinger, Breland. They're doing a darn thing right now.
They are. We need to come up with some type of
That's their nickname. I asked them for the nickname.
I was about to say something bad.
So, all right, so I have a clip. I asked Swearinger, you know, what they need a nickname. What's the nickname? He told me Flight Marshal, so I'm going with that right now. And also, Josh Norman was talking about Amari Cooper.
Oh, boy.
Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree talking junk.
TV.
So y'all take a listen to it.
Josh, there was a lot of talk of Crabtree and Cooper coming into this game. Did you take that personally as a secondary?
Personally? What was personal?
Just all the talk.
Other than them getting their tails whooped. Well, it's personal. I mean, you know, first foremost, you don't come in here and say what you're going to put up on somebody. 200 yards? Did he even catch two balls? You only caught one, huh? So please, whatever you do, do not run your mouth to your wide receiver and you expect to show up on Sundays. Because I'm telling you, we are here and we're waiting. Don't come out here and tell me what you're going to do. Show me. You'll have to run through me to get that. We ain't letting that happen. So, whatever that young cat said, Coop, you're going to take it back. Crabtree, I have nothing to say to you. Yes, I may be cover two. I'm cover one, too. I'm cover one. I'm cover two. I'm cover three and cover four. All of them. All of that ingredients in making a perfect attack. That's what he did, man. I don't do all that extra stuff. When you come out here on this field, you're going to see your box. And Sherman's right. Say he was sorry, but I don't think he's sorry. He sucked. I'll be honest with you. You don't come out here and do that extra stuff, man. We don't play that out here. You may want to check the stat sheet. You may want to check the person who you're going against next time, because we ain't playing that, man. I try to keep everything all COVID steady and cool. When you cross the line, when you do all that extra stuff, we don't play that out here, man. Boys showed up. They played some hell of a ball, some heck of a ball today. I can't, you know, be more proud of, you know, everybody being in arms and on deck.
What do you emphasize?
Flight marshals, man. That's flight marshals, man. We control everything in the air, man. We go get on this flight. It's gonna be a long flight. We gonna keep everybody in their seat belts. We gonna keep the red light on. So the wide receivers, you gotta stay in the seat belt. We gonna keep the red light on, and I think we kept that red light on tonight, man. I don't think nobody got up for water.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
before,
man.
During the game. Josh a little bit.
Yeah.
How did you take that personally?
We took it big personally, man. We had a defensive meeting on Thursday at his house, and you know, we got a little insight on that. He said he didn't want to trade his jersey because he was going for 200 tonight. And so I told all my DBs, let everybody know that these guys don't respect us. You know, we got to earn our respect. It's not given. You got to earn your respect. And we kept that in the back of our mind tonight. I let him know when he dropped the pass across the middle. I mean, don't write checks your ass can't cash, you know. Don't come in here saying you go for 200. Like, man, you're not like, come on. I'm not even gonna get on that, but just don't do that, man. We're here to ball, we're here to defend our turf, and I'd rather you show me what you gonna do than rather talk it, you know. And that's just, you gonna leave that at that.
I mean, I understand the swagger at the end of a convincing win when
you call
shut
me.
Down two good receivers.
Sometimes you just got,
and know. I know you won't see them again, which is why I think also, you know, the race was very confident. But if you can have that type of swagger and you can back it up each week, the race is gonna be a dangerous team.
Yeah, they will be. And also, like flight marshals, we gotta roll with that nickname.
I'm not feeling it yet, but it might grow on me.
It should grow.
I mean, after three games, that's
the flight marshal.
Yeah. Feel it. Say flight marshal.
I'll never say it.
Bashad Breeland, Kevin Durant was talking about Bashad Island after he had like one good game.
I'm talking about, bro.
Years back.
He did. You know what I mean?
Bashad Island.
Look, dude. Flight marshals.
So let's see how the season plays out.
T-shirts are coming out, dog. Flight marshals. Feel it. It's happening.
See, this is the one thing that makes it. It makes it hard to support fans of this team because of this type of behavior after
look,
one
like,
game.
I know. Look, man, flight marshal.
Listen,
man.
Will T did predict that the Raiders was a winnable game, and he predicted that the Redskins would win. So, hey, it happened. He's not against the team. You know, it's just this whole euphoria after one win. I understand where you're coming from.
This defense is about to be elite.
All right.
Real people say real things.
I mean, we'll see. It has the
potential
ingredients.
Potential is there. There you go.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
We're not going to dial that one.
All right, man. Well, we'll talk about the Redskins-Chiefs game. That's Monday night. We'll talk about it after the break. You listen to Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
The Urban Sports Scene.
Loyalty got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, what shouts you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, like Wimbledon, I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine, and it's like a bird. You see.
You listen to Hoskins Everything with Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Redskins Chiefs coming up this Sunday. Or is it Monday? I'm sorry.
Monday night game.
This Monday, forgive me, another primetime game. Back-to-back, how did this Washington team earn back-to-back primetime games?
Because it's Washington. It's a major market for a football team.
Well, they had a non-losing season last year going 8-7.
7-1. Yes. You're right. The way you said that, it was like they had a non-losing season.
It's 8-7-1. It's not a winning season.
So what are the keys to a Redskins victory?
Well, there won't be a risk. There won't be a Washington victory.
Oh yeah, but what's the keys though? What's the keys though, man? The keys.
Keys, you would have to continue to run.
Dude, yeah. There won't be a Washington. There won't be.
No, I mean you have to continue to run the ball well. Get the production from Josh Dotson. You know that one touchdown. You have to maybe he gets another touchdown this game.
One catch, but one score. Gerald Riggs-esque, right?
Gerald Riggs, very much so.
One carry for one touchdown. Oh,
right. You need your pass rushers to get to Alex Smith. Make Alex Smith uncomfortable. Get him out of the pocket. Make him throw on the run. Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to contain Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, that's a guy.
If you can do those things, then you'll win. But I don't think Washington will be able to do those things. Hence, I don't think Washington will win.
Now, they overcame the hurdle of performing well in primetime, and this was a home game. Now you got to do this on the road, and I think that's the biggest thing is neutralizing that home crowd. How do you get that home crowd quiet? By keeping the offense off the field, by making big plays, and by staying with your game plan. And that's starting with the run game.
Yeah, I'm with you. Feed the beast, man. Feed Chris Thompson, feed Rob Kelly if he's playing, feed Mac Brown. I don't think P. Ryan's going to play, but if he does play, feed him as well. I mean, he just feed the monster. Don't feed the monster. Like Ray said, like the running game travels. It's supposed to travel if you're a good team, and defense travels. You go on a road, you're going to a hostile environment. There's no need to try to air it out. Try to have a balanced offensive attack, and the team should be okay. But again, yes, yeah, got to stop Kareem Hunt. Got to. That should be the first thing on the checklist. Let's put 8 in the box. Stop Kareem Hunt.
Yeah,
make Alex Smith beat us.
I think Travis Kelce's going to be big this week, though.
He's a tight end, right?
And he's going to attack the middle of the field, and that's going to be an important pedigree against his defense. If you watch film over last week, I think Kansas City will make the necessary adjustments to perform well offensively, and the Redskins will have to adjust. Greg Minuski's going to have his work cut out for him.
Yes, he will. But anyway, in our new segment called That's Real Talk.
See, yeah, let's pick the game, though.
No, it's going to be after, dude.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, man. Look at the outline. With the Urban Sports Team, we use the same question, and it's also on our Twitter page and our Twitter and Facebook page. So we put out the number, the phone number for our Twitter followers and Facebook users. The number is 301-799-5404. And we want you all to leave a message when you about – pretty much the same question, comment about anything if you want to be honest with you, but we want you to comment about this particular question. The question again is, what are the keys to the Redskins victory? We have a message from our man Tom Block. He has a special message for us, so you all tune in listening.
The boys of Urban Sports Scene, this is the program director formerly known as at Tom T Block, now known as at T Block AFG. Wanted to give you the keys to the game for the Kansas City Chiefs. On Monday night, Redskins go into town, and they're going to try to keep that winning streak going. And the question is, how are they going to do it? I'm just going to say, everything you saw Sunday night, repeat again. Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. I need to see DJ Swearingen smack some people in the mouth. I need Kirk Cousins to make those crisp throws right into the hands of the receivers. I want to see Josh Doxson do another one of those spectacular catches for a touchdown. I want to see more and more and more turnovers from the defense, getting those passes picked off, maybe getting some punches thrown in from Josh Norman on a ball carrier or two. That's what I want to see. You see that consistently, there's no reason why this team can't win in KC. It is going to be tough. There's no doubt about it, but I feel that if they can build on that game plan against the Raiders from Sunday night, they can definitely make this a worthwhile game for Monday night, at least no matter what, very competitive and very close. On a personal note, the end of your show last week, I know that was about me, and for that, I am extremely grateful, thankful, and honored that you guys would have put that message out about me during what I hope will be a cancer-free recovery for the rest of my life. That brought a tear to my eyes, and for that, I say, God bless you all. Have a great show.
Oh, that was awesome. Man, that was beautiful, real, man. It was, man.
Thanks for listening, Tom.
Yeah, we appreciate
your
time, man.
Thanks for the support, Tom, and we'll continue to support you in our prayers and our thoughts.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. But, yeah, that was awesome, man.
Everything he said was, you know, right on the money as far as, you know, just a recap of what happened and what occurred and how good it feels as a fan to cheer on a team that dominates in every aspect of the game, which you do not see from the Redskins very often. So that's not going to happen, though, Tom, this week. You know, you're playing a better team than the Kansas City Chiefs on the road.
Ray, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, I'm responding right now. That's real talk.
Yeah, it's real talk. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What he said was real. And
that's real talk.
Again, I appreciate it, and I love the passion. I like the development of DJ Swearinger. I'm glad Kendall Fuller got an interception. That was great to see.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting better and better. But I want to see how the Rams are going to respond because the offense is going to turn the ball over this week. I believe that. How's the defense going to respond then if you give the Chiefs a short field? I'm going ahead, but I'm picking the Chiefs.
No, you're not going ahead. You're going right on time.
Okay. Give me the Chiefs, 30-17.
What do you?
Give me the Chiefs, 20-13.
You know why I'm here, giving the Chiefs. That's quote my man, AJ. Giving the Chiefs. Yeah, you know it. You know why I'm here. Chiefs, dog. That's what it is, the Chiefs. And also,
y'all know why I'm here.
Yeah, he uses that meme all the time.
Oh,
that's why. That's why I say it. Come on, man. I thought you saw it on Twitter and whatnot. He always has that like little meme.
You're on Twitter more than me and whatnot.
And that's true. That's real
and
talk.
Whatnot.
And that's real talk too.
Wally and them boys. Wally and them boys.
Ain't them boys. Nah, but
we all picked the Chiefs on all skins early thing. But we didn't pick them. All Chiefs early thing in the show. Good job, guys.
Really, really a swell job, guys. Swell job. But anyway, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. And also, you know, search the Urban Sports Scene on iTunes. We're doing big things. But again, man, thanks, Tom, for that call. We really appreciate it. And keep tuning in, folks. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene
for ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie. Happy birthday, too. Thank you.